The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My next caller is a good friend of mine. Phyllis Henderson was in the State House for years, was on county council. She does a great job anywhere she shows up. Actually, I just saw my friend Phyllis at the Playhouse down in Where was I, Phyllis?
Pelzer.
Oh, Pelzer, the big town of, right.
Exactly, yes, the big town of Pelzer.
And now you are helping out at the Roper Mountain Science Center. And that's a wonderful facility. And I got to tell you, I really miss the big light on top of whatever tree you put it up on.
Well, we still have the big star up at the top of the mountain. We just don't have the drive-through lights anymore, but the star is still there.
Is the star lit up at night? Maybe I'm not paying attention enough.
Yeah. The story of the star, well, we've got a great history there, but the story of the star was actually that was purchased by Buck Nichols' family to commemorate his 50th birthday decades ago. And when the lights went, the holiday light show went away, and, you know, we approached the family, and they're like, we want to restore the star and keep it there because it's our icon. Everybody knows River Mountain because of the star. So, yeah.
I just probably need to put my ice cream down as I drive by. Maybe it's just so tall I can't see the star. Got it. Hey, Phyllis, thanks for joining me today. And it is beautiful, and it is an icon, and I appreciate the Buck Nichols family. And Minor Shaw and the family, Charlie and all them, to keep that up there. All right, what are some good things that are happening for the community at the Roper Mountain Science Center?
Well, speaking of icons and things that you can see, if you drive down 385 and are looking our way as you pass the Magnolia Place shopping center on your right, you'll see a crane. So we actually have construction going on. Our first new educational building on our campus in 30 years.
Wow.
We're building a new building called our Environmental Science and Sustainability Center, and it's going to be all about teaching earth science and life science, physical science to students in grades 4 through 7 with a whole new look for the way we usually do things. Most of our buildings, as folks know, there at Roper Mountain are fully educational. If you came during the day, it's not like a museum. You can't, you know, just come and walk around. But this new building is going to have classrooms, and we're also going to have a cafeteria, which is awesome because we don't have a facility like that. But we're also going to have a bunch of hands-on interactive exhibits, one in particular, which hits close to home to you, Dub, is being sponsored by Greenville Water, all about the water cycle and the watershed. And those of you that have kids in school know that sixth grade is all about learning about the water cycle. And seventh grade has some ecology in there. And so, you know, our goal here is to teach these things in a hands-on, interactive way that kids will remember. And you remember that our natural resources are gifts and that we need to take care of them and bring up a whole new generation of appreciation for the things that God has created.
You know, you're right. And we are, Greenville Water is a part of helping that come to fruition. So is there any programs going on here in December? I know that you can come and see the stars, and we've had some really clear nights lately. So I bet you're having a lot of folks come and look through the telescope.
Well, yeah, and actually today starts a new set of public programs we have in our planetarium. We bought a laser projector, and we have started doing a series of laser music shows in our planetarium, and we are starting our holiday series actually this afternoon at 4:30. We've got a Holiday Wonderland show, which is basic carols and the normal Christmas songs, and then we actually have a Trans-Siberian Orchestra show. And
wow.
So we'll be doing those every Friday and Saturday for the next 3 weekends.
Great.
And you can buy tickets online at ropermountain.org. And bring your family.
That'll be great. Well, Phyllis, that's my cue that I've got another break I've got to come into. But thank you for calling in. Always good to talk to you, my friend. And thanks
you're
for
welcome.
The work you're doing at Roper Mountain. So give me that web address one more time for tickets. Roper Mountain.
It's ropermountain.org, ropermountain.org. So
okay.
Come and see us.
I would love to. Thank you so much, Phyllis.
You.
Merry Christmas.